We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
I had to come out of the closet to my barber.
The adrenaline rush that you get when you sing the song Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan out loud at the top of your lungs should be studied.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I felt sparks fly.
And then I turn around and I see this guy taking his wallet out. And I was like, why is he giving Adam money? I haven't even given thought to my tanning situation for this weekend.
Are you getting a spray?
That's what I mean. I haven't thought about it.
I should have gotten a spray. I was thinking about that this morning.
I'm quickly going to run out of time.
Yeah, you don't really have much.
No.
Until your foray to Annapolis.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too.
I have so much FOMO that you guys are going to be hanging out in my birthplace without me.
I wish you were going to be there so badly. I'm taking her to all my esports spots.
You're stealing my friend.
That was done way long ago. and friend, plural.
Yeah, you stole
all of them.
I need to make a list.
No, literally, we made a list of Katie's friends that I've stolen over the years. Like, endless. Endless.
Yeah.
The Bible.
Yeah, Adam was running me through our itinerary for the one night that we'll be spending together over the weekend. And I was like, I recognize all of these places from, one, your Instagram, and two, from you guys talking about going to them every single time that you go home.
Yeah, we have our repeat offenders, like places that we go.
They're not places that I went before when I came to visit you.
What's on the list?
I am nothing if not consistent. So in
wait,
the morning,
can I guess?
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to Iron Rooster?
I did say that I went there with you.
Iron Rooster, we love.
Yeah.
Great breakfast spot in Annapolis.
I suggested either Miss Shirley's or Iron Rooster. I was like, we can do either for breakfast, or like Colby and I aren't really breakfast people, I feel like. So I feel like we can kind of just like go get a coffee. Where are we gonna get coffee, Colby? Yeah. Or Kathy?
Where are you gonna get coffee?
Yeah.
Oh no. Like in.
Come on.
Okay. Because you could be going somewhere in Annapolis or somewhere like in our hometown, like where our high school is.
No.
Like further away.
Okay. Then you're not going to guess, but it's on my story all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I go home.
I knew it.
Okay. What is it?
Oscars.
His story.
Oscars. Okay.
The place with the dog that he always posts.
All right. Haven't
been
there.
It's like a shed. It's on the water.
Yeah, it's a trailer on the water.
All right. I'm a fake Annapolis. I'm a fake Annapolitan.
Well, it's Eastport.
Eastport person, Eastport resident.
The funny thing is, whenever we talk about Eastport, like, Katie, your parents grew up there.
My dad literally grew up in Eastport.
And your dad is always like, it was literally the cut. Like, it was like a scary neighborhood.
Have I been there?
And dangerous. Probably not. Now Eastport is like the spot. Like, basically everybody wants to live in Eastport, and it's now
beautiful,
stunning. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a cute little neighborhood. They have Oscars. There's little libraries everywhere where you can go get books, and there's all these yacht clubs that all the adults belong to, and everything's on the water, and it's just like very developed, and it's beautiful.
Preppy as hell.
It's stunning. I'm so excited for you to see it.
My mother would fit right in.
She really would. I mean, your town is objectively cuter for sure. Like, where your mom lives.
Oh, Katie still hasn't been there. That's so weird that you've been to my house and Katie hasn't.
See, Adam has once again one-upped me in my friendships. Adam has wormed his way in.
Why did I have to go from wiggle to wormed?
Well, I was trying to remember what the phrase is. I think it's wormed.
I think it's wormed. It could be wiggled.
They wormed their way in because, like, a worm is like.
Like a worm getting into an apple or something.
Like, worms are like. They infest. They are. They, what's the word?
I don't like where these verbs are going.
They're vermin.
Oh.
I actually don't know if that's.
Thank you.
Classified as vermin. When I think vermin, I think like a mouse or a rat.
Okay, and then to round out our places, where do you... Anyways, like, now that I'm a rat, a worm, a vermin, Katie just called me literally every horrible noun under the sun.
I love you.
Now you're a crab, going back to Annapolis.
I am, scurrying my way back. So where are we going to dinner, Katie?
Aqua?
Yes.
Aqua al Due.
Yes. Yes.
I always hear you talk about that when you go home for Thanksgiving.
Aqua al Due is the best Italian restaurant in Annapolis.
Yeah, I'm thinking we can go to dinner there, or my parents might want to make pizza in my dad's pizza oven. He loves that thing, so that's also another option. But
that would be fun.
We can get a drink at the bar at Aqua, or we can go to get a drink at Chop Tank.
Chop Tank is also fabulous.
I'm just along for the ride. I'm just showing up.
I love that about you, Kolb. I'm so excited for our itinerary, and my mom is also very excited.
I can't wait to see her.
Oh, Elena. It'll be fun.
You guys are going to have such a good time.
Oh, well, we already talked about this, but our wedding weekend.
I know.
Three weddings, remember?
Three weddings.
Next episode's going to be called Three Weddings, unless I forget, which I probably will.
No, you'll listen to it back and you'll be like, okay, three weddings, write it down.
No, I'll listen back to this episode.
Oh, you're saying the next one.
Yeah,
because following.
We have nothing to say in this episode about the three weddings.
Because they haven't happened yet.
Is it supposed to rain where you guys are going to be too?
No.
I haven't even checked.
It's supposed to rain
really nice. It's supposed to be partly cloudy and 60 something.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
We might get rain here, which the wedding I'm going to is on Long Island. And it might rain. So I'm hoping not, though. My fingers are crossed.
Yeah, that it doesn't rain. 64 and partly cloudy.
I'm sure it'll be gorge.
It's so crazy. You plan a wedding for like over a year and you just kind of leave it up to the fates to decide whether it's going to rain or not. It's because I don't know what the odds are, like at certain times of year, if there's like higher chance of rain, but like at the end of the day, you don't know what's going to happen weather-wise.
No, the concept of weddings and wedding planning is actually the craziest thing ever. Like when I was in, where did I go last for the wedding? Oh, no, this is what happened. I was in on Long Island on the North Fork for my friend's bachelorette party. And there was a wedding on the North Fork being set up. And my one friend who was planning a wedding was like telling me about partial versus full floors and like the cost of a tent. And like, I didn't know anything about
this. It's insane.
Like they were like, yeah, partial floor is like an eighth of the price. And I was like, well, what's the price of a full floor? And they were like 100K. And I was like, 100K for a freaking floor?
And the second that you tell any vendor that you're planning a wedding, the price goes up so much.
That's nuts. And also I was like, well, why would you even get a floor? Why don't you just have like a whimsical grassy wedding? And they're like, well, if it rains, you need to make sure that there's plan, because otherwise it's gonna be muddy and gross.
Oh.
And I was like, God, the logistics of this are horrible.
It's gonna be like, especially in Montauk, I feel like it's always overcast and
potentially not
raining.
Yeah, I was stressed out hearing the cost of everything. And then I was like, well, how much is the tent? And she was like, $100,000. And I was like, why is everything $100,000? Like,
why are tents so crazy? $100,000?
Like, it's a white tent, you know, with some poles.
Well, it depends what kind you get. Some venues come with tents.
Oh, they'll include. Okay, so it'll be included in like
some venues put up a tent for the summer, per se.
Got it. But I'm sure that's incorporated into whatever the venue cost, which was, I'm sure, is like $100,000. Like, why is everything $100,000? I feel like that's just like the buzz number that wedding vendors just decide to do.
Because they can.
They're like, cheeseburgers at the after party, $100,000.
Someone will spend that, which is crazy. That is why I'm having an indoor ceremony. Indoor ceremony and probably most of the wedding inside. So, you know, instead of having to deal with like, will it rain, will it not? It'll be beautiful no matter what.
I mean, honestly, like our friend Allie's wedding, my dream wedding.
Yeah.
Stunning, stunning indoor wedding.
And hers was indoor. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Honestly, she was like, I didn't have to worry about the weather at all. Because I kept bringing it up. I was like, it's going to be a beautiful day. I didn't realize like they had no plans to like even take photos outside.
She's like,
really.
It literally doesn't matter.
We literally didn't see the light of day that day, I don't think. Like everything was confined in the hotel.
But it didn't feel like it.
No.
Like it didn't feel, because if you choose a space with like great lighting, like it feels, you get that effect of being like, when we took all our photos upstairs with those huge like windows.
Oh, that room was stunning.
Big ballroom.
Yeah,
like that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wait, also we totally accidentally stumbled into that room. Like that was a complete accident, remember?
It's so funny because if we took all of our cute like Instagrams and whatever, and then we see Allie's like actual gallery of professional photos, and
that's where
like
they did their
where
first
they took
look.
All of their first look photos.
So
where
funny.
I was like, oh wait, we took our pictures there. Ours are nothing compared to yours. Don't worry.
Hey, put some respect on our picture's name. I got the best picture I've ever had taken of me in my entire life.
True.
In that
is it still the first photo on your Hinge?
Yeah.
Or did you change it?
No. Oh, no. That one's front and center.
Are you wearing your tux this weekend?
Yes, it's black tie. So I'll be wearing my tux again. The Saint Laurent's getting her time.
Her time in the sun.
Her time in the sun.
Or not in the sun.
Or not in the sun.
Depending on the weather.
True. I'm slowly starting to sell all the shit in my apartment. Today I sold the love seat, the bookshelf, a lamp in our living room.
Wow.
The boys have no idea what's happening, but I'm like, you both are not going to do this, so I just need to take matters into my own hands. And so I'm literally selling everything we own.
So are you just keeping the proceeds?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing all the work.
Yeah.
As you should.
Well, honestly, because I was thinking through this with my apartment, and like, we can obviously take whatever, but then the stuff that I'm going to sell, I was thinking about this the other day, like, this is now my responsibility to get everything out. Like, I'm the only one that still lives there.
Yeah, that's insane. And so stressful.
So, I'm going to keep the money.
Yeah, whoever does the work keeps the money.
100%. Yeah. And I'm selling things for a premium. People in my building are eating it up. Like, I literally sold that love seat for $100. I was like, I literally bought that for $20 off another neighbor.
Oh, so
like,
it's giving your jacket.
Wait, so you're profiting.
Katie, did you hear about this? Did I already tell you?
What part of? Okay, just start from the beginning.
Okay, Saturday night.
Just start from the top.
I mean, we can have a whole segment on our Saturday because it was like the best day of my entire life.
Well, how about really you do the intro before we forget?
True.
Because we're about to like dive into to quite the tale, everyone. And like, I need to make sure we don't forget the intro.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Just another day living the dream.
We're
just
actually dandy. All down bad, honestly. Like, we all had a big weekend.
Yeah, we all feel like shit, but here we are. Here we are.
Here we are.
The show must go on.
The pollen count is off the charts.
No, when I was walking here, I was literally getting hit in the face by like massive pieces of pollen
I to the point where the it was wind like. The wind is making it worse.
Yeah, no, everything's bad.
I've been choking on air recently.
Same, and I'm itchy. My eyes hurt. Like, nothing's okay. Mm-mm. But anyway, Saturday, we had the best day of our entire lives. Is everyone in alignment? I mean, it was a great day.
It was so fab.
It was such a great day. It was a Sex in the City day.
It really was.
It could have been an episode.
It definitely could have been an episode. I was explaining to Colby my haircut situation because me and my barber are besties now.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy is his name, and I love him. And did I talk about how I had to come out of the closet to him?
You what? He didn't know you were gay.
Told me this.
I had to come out of the closet to my barber. He's like this like macho Persian guy. He's like very attractive, and he's just like very bro-y. And I feel like whenever I'm talking to somebody who's bro-y, I adapt to that personality, and so I'll start being
your voice gets deeper. My
voice is deep.
You know, it's so funny to witness when that happens, because
like,
I'm
dapping him up, like, yeah,
your transformation.
Yeah,
it's like a switch that you flip.
Yeah, I transform. And so anyways, I think that he had always assumed that my transformation, that I was straight, and I was apparently like dating a million girls, because he would always be like, how are the bitches, like, like, you know, like, he actually talks vulgar though, so like I am completely scaling the top of like what these conversations used to be.
Oh my god.
And then I obviously never knew really what to say, because I was like, I mean, yeah, the bitches are great. Like, I don't know.
And, what do you mean? Like, Colby and Katie?
Yeah, but yeah. I'm like, my bitches are like Katie and Colby.
My bitches.
So I'm like, the bitches are doing great.
This is not rolling off the tongue at all.
The bitches are great. Moving on.
I'm like, I love my bitches. So anyways, eventually I think I was just like engaging with it in such a weird way that I think he probably assumed that I might be gay. And so he started beating around the bush. And so the last time that I got cut by him, so which was in March, so now we're in May, the last time I saw him was in March, and he started saying things like, oh yeah, you know, like I had this friend in high school and he was the man and like just my fucking boy, and then, you know, one day he just woke up and decided he was gay, and then that's
oh no,
and then he started sleeping with dudes and I love him for that. And I was like, okay, I think I see where this is going.
He was like, okay, now your turn to tell me your story. Yeah, and no, how you came out of the closet.
And then he paused for a second and I was like, okay, I think this is where I tell him that, you know, that's when I was like, oh yeah, you know, like I came out of the closet to my parents when I was at this point, and like in high school, like I was dating girls and stuff like that. And he was like, oh bro, that's awesome. That's so cool. I'm so happy for you. And so then I finally like broke the fourth wall with him. And so then he started telling me about how like he used to cut Tom Ford's hair and Calvin Klein and all these men in the West Village. And he was like, you know, if you're single, like I still have all these connections, like I'm happy to set you up. And I was like, I mean, I think Calvin Klein's like 65 years old, but like, you know, if that's God's plan for me, then that's God's plan. So make it happen. But anyways, this past time is when the fourth wall was finally broken. And so now he's like asking me about my dating life, and we're having this whole dialogue about like my gay sex life and stuff like that. And he really loves the details. So
that's nice of him to not assume.
Yeah.
And to let you tell him.
Yeah. And so
I guess
I will say he's like a big oversharer though, because he's like telling me about his ex-wife.
Well, that's the hairstylist. The hairstylists, like, they low key are like, oh yeah, I'm like people's therapist.
They
like, people
love to come gossip.
To me. People come to me and tell me all their life, which like makes sense. But they do the same thing right back.
Oh yeah.
Every hairstylist I've ever had has always told me their entire life story.
And my man, he's got some life stories, let me tell you. I mean, he's telling me about like his ex-wife. He refers to her as his baby mama. And his baby mama, he was like, you know, I had to break up with her. She would just lay there and we'd be having sex and she's just laying there and not doing anything. And
oh my God.
Like, oh God.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Like me sitting there sweating profusely, being like, I don't really know what to say to this.
What did he want from you?
I'm not really sure, honestly. And then he was telling me about this last girl that he was dating and how she did the same thing and that she was very vanilla and she would just lay there and the sex wasn't good. And I was like, I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh,
there's nothing about like any type of connection or advice. He's just telling you about...
He just wanted to, you know...
Sex.
Exactly.
Well, maybe he tells every client of his the same thing and like gets feedback from... He gets like he casts a wide net for feedback about his life, which is actually kind of nice.
I will say the transition it's of like what we were taught, like the transition of what we were talking about to him telling me about his vanilla, just lay there, ex-girlfriend and ex-wife, baby mama. Like literally he asked me about this guy that I was dating because the last time when we broke the ice, I was telling him about, Bike Rack Man or whatever. I don't even know. Hillstone Sugarfish Man.
RIP.
And he was like, oh, how's it going with that guy? And I obviously told him, I was like, oh yeah, I got broken up with at a bike rack, you know, no big deal. And he literally hard pivoted from me getting broken up with at the bike rack to the conversation about his ex-girlfriend. I think
they call that dead fish.
Yeah. Dead fishing.
That's what they call it.
Maybe she's just tired.
Starfish.
Oh, yeah.
I think, right?
Starfish.
No, I've heard dead fish too. But, I mean, maybe she's just had a long day dealing with the child that she birthed of his.
I suppose so.
You know, maybe there needs to be some communication.
Maybe she just wasn't into it.
Yeah, maybe she's you know, she's just waiting for the day that he breaks up with her. Or maybe there just needs to be some communication in that relationship. You should tell him that.
I should.
He should maybe communicate.
I don't think he wanted that advice from me. I should. I really should. I mean, because then he pivoted to telling me about how many girls he was going to get with when he goes to Belgium for Tomorrowland or like there's some
big music festival. Yeah,
music festival happening in Belgium, I guess, in July.
So they have an open relationship?
No, that's an ex.
Yeah, it's his baby mama.
Oh.
But not his current.
Oh my God, woman. I thought this was like his wife.
No, they may have been married, perhaps. That's a whole other scenario because he told me the ages and I was like, I don't think those ages add up to legal. And then he corrected himself and he was like, oh, no. Our first date was on her birthday. And I was like, okay.
What's this guy's name again?
I can't say his name now.
I think you should say it first and last.
Although I will say he's literally no digital footprint. Like I tried to find him because I wanted to show a picture of him to Colby.
This guy sounds so sketchy.
No, he's literally the best ever. Like I'm obsessed with him.
Okay.
Wow. I love my barber. We're besties now.
Just venting.
He's one of my bros.
Clearly. We're going to go have a beer with him.
We might. We might have a brewski.
Yeah.
And dap up. Talk about the bitches.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And then I went and met Colby at good old, well, we can't say the name because we can't hype it up more than it already is.
So annoying.
This is our secret place. The best place ever in Tribeca.
Yeah.
And it was stunning.
I was begging. Like literally for the first time ever, I was the first person ready. And for hours, it was a gorgeous day. All that I wanted was someone to hang out with. And
we're talking about Saturday still?
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, I thought there was a jacket. Where did this jacket conversation go?
Well,
we're getting there. It'd be jumping around a little bit if I just like started with the jacket.
Oh, that's fine.
That was at the end of how the night ended.
Yeah, the night ended with my jacket.
Okay, because I was like, wait, so the barber gave you the jacket? Like I was waiting for the jacket to come into that story.
No. Oh no. Then Adam started from the top.
So you're saying the place in Tribeca that you are what's
gatekeeping.
The word? Gatekeeping is where I also went with you.
Correct. Well, no, you didn't go there with us, did you?
Not the Italian restaurant?
No.
No.
Oh, the wine
we
bar.
We had a whole day and a half before you made it to the Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you guys be gatekeeping quite a few things.
And they have a weekend happy hour.
They don't. Well, why would you say that? The people are going to start flocking to find what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It blew up on TikTok and now there's a million people there. And Colby literally demanded to the waitress that they seat us. Like, Colby was not taking no for an answer.
Colby's like, I started coming here before it was cool. So you have to seat me now.
Colby really asserted her Tribeca dominance. Like, I got there and Colby literally stormed up to the same waitress that she had talked to 10 minutes prior and was like, hey, I think you need to seat us. Like, it was.
I was like, I saw that they were setting up a table over there. And then she was like, you know what? You're right.
She was like, go off, queen.
Yeah.
I appreciate the hustle.
Yeah. She was like, go right ahead. We just need the table back by 6:15.
You were like, say less.
I was like, that's perfect.
It was also like an hour and a half. Right. I was like, we would be blacked out if we stayed here longer than that.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. And then you met us. And then we had our balcony party.
Colby's balcony is the hottest club in town.
It is.
I have never had more fun than I did on that balcony.
Like,
Yeah. Thank God we didn't end up going to City Vineyard.
No, we had so much more fun.
Yeah.
I was living my best life.
It was a main character moment.
The like, video of
all of us were main characters.
The video that Colby posted of us singing whatever it's called,
Pink Pony Club.
The sound is so on, like, in sync with Katie screaming that one section while Katie's hair is like aggressively blowing in the wind. I was like, this literally looks like a movie scene.
Cinematic.
It really was cinematic. It was so funny.
The adrenaline rush that you get when you sing the song Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan out loud at the top of your lungs should be studied.
No, my throat literally hurts.
I from felt how much I was like screaming. That like warm rush in my chest. Like I could like I do was invincible. Anything. Singing that song, invincible.
I felt the same way. And siren sounds.
Oh yeah.
Colby actually put on siren sounds and at first I was like, I don't even know what this song is.
I was like, Adam, I put this song on for you.
And then I was literally like, can you play siren sounds instead? And Colby was like, it is siren sounds.
Wait, what is siren sounds?
Tate McRae.
And it's like my favorite of her songs. So I listen to it all the time.
See, the thing about Tate McRae is I don't think I've ever listened to one of her songs all the way through. Oh, like I know the songs, but I know them from social media. So I hear the snippet that people choose to, like,
I'll send you some great songs from her most recent album.
Thank you. I feel like I haven't really been listening to a lot of music as of late. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks.
Oh.
So I need to I need a good playlist. Like I'm itching for a good playlist to listen to.
Okay.
Of songs.
Siren Sounds is so good.
I can forward you.
Please do.
Well, yeah. Rounding out our day, we finished balcony party, and then Katie finally got to experience Colby and I's Italian restaurant with Frederico. I didn't say it good that time, but I did right when we got into that restaurant.
You sure did.
I literally go, Frederico!
Oh, you got it. Literally was like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Meanwhile, he's been there one time.
He recognized us though. Yeah. He literally looked at Colby and I and knew us.
I was there last week.
Okay. Kate, Colby, you better relax.
They're talking about the bartender, by the way.
He was our bestie.
Yeah.
Really hoping he'd bring us free stuff though, and he did not. Katie, what was the review of the Italian restaurant?
I loved it. Well, the martinis were delightful. Honestly, I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Same.
I was like lit at that dinner. But the pizza was really good. Pasta was really good.
Insane.
The bread was really... And it wasn't that expensive.
Mm-mm. It was like $40
Can we tell the people what this one's called?
No.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, I tried.
I gotta keep my places safe.
I tried. If you want to know, just shoot us a DM and we'll decide if you're worthy or not.
That's so mean because then people who we don't respond to are gonna be like, so I'm not worthy?
Here's the thing. Not just like, we're not gonna like judge your profile. Like, tell us a joke. If the joke's really good, then we'll let you know.
Okay, that's good.
Like,
I like that one.
No, you need to work for it. Like,
or tell us like your deepest, darkest secret.
DM us something really good.
I want to hear some
tea. And we'll decide if you're worthy to know the Italian restaurant.
Yes. It was a sauna in there, though. I will say that was the one issue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was melting.
I was sweating
profusely. It was hot. It's like the members only clubs. This Italian place should be on the list. Members only.
It really should. I would pay.
If you know, you know. Yeah.
And it was such good vibes. And then I dragged Colby and our friend Emily to my friend's housewarming.
How was that?
Literally, like, the hottest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. Ever. Comes up.
Well, Adam, the funniest part about this, to preface, is Emily and I had already told you who this guy was, and I gave you the descriptors, and you're looking around and you're like, oh my God, like, I'm looking to see who you're talking about and I can't see him. And then we're in another conversation later, and
the guy, this specific guy, comes up and like grabs me on the back, but like sexually, like, I'm not even kidding, like, I felt sparks fly. And he was like,
he literally was like, hey man.
No, he didn't. He was like, is this guy bothering you? That's literally what he said, Colby. Come on. That's what he said.
I don't remember.
And he was talking about the guy with the glasses who was talking to us. Okay. He goes, is this guy bothering you? And I turn and it's literally the sexiest man I've ever seen in my entire life, to the point where I was like, I was out of breath. Yeah. Like my breath was taken away from me.
Oh my God. Speechless.
And I was like, oh my God, it's finally happening to me. Like, this is my moment.
This is my meet cute.
I was in such a state of delusion. Like, I literally thought that I was about to like fall in love with Prince Charming. Like, he was so hot. Anyways, he ends up leaving and I was like, oh, where'd he go? And then I turned to Colby and Emily and I'm like, oh my God, like, did you guys see that? And they were like, you're such an idiot. Like, that's the guy that we've literally been explaining to you.
Didn't you ask him if he was gay?
Did I? Oh, I did. Oh my God, you're so right.
What is with everyone inquiring?
That's what I thought you were going to round out. That was why I started with the prelude, because I was like, we literally told you who that was. And then you're talking to him and you asked him if he was gay.
And then he said no and walked away.
So he's not gay.
No.
Correct.
How did it come up?
It turns out he's like the ex-boyfriend of some famous girl, I guess, or something. I don't know. Like, we don't have to say who it is.
How
but like,
did it come up? Did you just point blank look at him and be like, hey, so you gay?
I was hammered and I was in my own world.
I was really drunk that night too.
All I could see was how hot he was. And I probably had no idea what he was even saying to me, but we were chatting a little bit. And then I think I just was like, so are you gay or what? Like, I don't
know. Okay. There's one way to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure what his answer was, but I'm assuming it was no, because then he walked away and I was like, oh, I guess that's it.
Okay.
I guess I have my answer.
Yeah. I lived like 4 fairy tales in that moment.
Wow.
And
okay, then you re-engaged with the guy with the glasses.
And then I re-engaged with Glasses Man, and Glasses Man interrupts me mid-conversation. We're like talking about AI or something, to the point where
I ran away.
Colby literally ran away from the conversation, but I
knew no one at this party.
Where did you go?
I managed to find another conversation.
Well, I was like introducing you guys to people, I feel like, and we had people to talk to, and we met like a bunch of new people for sure. Like, I think we were there for like 45 minutes or an hour. We were there for like a decent amount of time, and random. It was like, I mean, it's not like the biggest apartment in the entire world. So like, you would just kind of bump into groups and then start chatting. Like, I met this one guy who makes custom suits for a living. He only makes 20 a year, and I convinced him to make me one, and he called me and tried to set up an appointment with me yesterday.
He makes 20 suits a year.
Yeah.
What's the price tag on those things?
So he hasn't quoted me that yet.
So they're bespoke suits that are probably 10 grand a pop.
No, more.
I'm
assuming if he's making 20 a year, it must be a multiple of that.
Yeah.
True.
But anyways, I really sold him on myself. And, you know, it translated into this other guy with glasses who was yapping to me about AI. And mind you, the only reason we started talking about AI is because, like, I cannot let a conversation die. Like, it's my worst nightmare. And Colby and I were talking to this man, and like Colby and I were carrying the conversation, and then it got to a point where I was like, fuck, like I don't really think I have like another topic to talk to this man about. And so I asked him where he worked, and then he told me where he worked and what he did, and he was clearly very passionate about AI, and I was like, perfect, I'll just start yapping about AI,
because oh, and guys AI that are passionate days. About AI can talk about that for days.
They could yap about that for days. And then he basically just interrupts me mid-sentence and is like, where'd you get that jacket? And I was like, do you want to buy it off me? I don't know what came over me, but I was just like,
I'm ready to make a deal.
Was it brown?
It was like a light tan.
Like a camel?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to remember.
Like bomber jacket.
Yeah, and he was like, all right, how much do you want for it? I was like, $50. And he pulls out $50.
He gave me $20.
He pulled out a 20 and Venmo me 30.
And meanwhile, I was in another conversation. And then I turn around and I see this guy taking his wallet out. And I was like, why is he giving Adam money?
You would make money at a party.
And then I came back to the conversation. And that's when his hot cousin came over.
Then hot cousin came over. Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, so question. Where did you get this jacket in the first place? And did you make like profit, or was it?
Obviously, it's Adam.
Well, right. But did you lose money on it?
That's the best part of this whole story.
There's no way you lost money on it.
No. I got this jacket for $20 from Nordstrom Rack on sale.
Shit.
I made $50. But then.
No, you didn't make $50.
No. I made 30. If we talk about my profit.
Yeah. Hey, that's still something.
But then I had to Uber our friend Emily home. So then I technically made 10 for the night. But not bad. That covered 25% of our dinner at the Italian place.
There you go.
Guys.
You're a businessman.
He's a businessman.
No matter the
through and through
setting, you are always thinking business. You're always thinking on your feet. See, it wouldn't be my first thought to like be like, hey, do you want to buy it from me when someone compliments something of mine? I'd be like, oh, thanks.
I wasted no time. This guy was like, I guess.
Speaking of that, I feel like I've been seeing some discourse about this online, about how as a girl, we have this tendency, if we are complimented on our outfit, to immediately just be like, thanks, it's from Nordstrom. Or thanks, yeah. Oh, it's from this place. When no one asked.
I'm like, thanks, I got it on sale.
Yeah, no, like I need to let them know. Like I need to give them something for the compliment. Like they complimented me, so I need to get... Well, I just assume they're complimenting me because they want to know where it's from. Which, right. Like how bold of me to assume that they even care.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people use the compliment, like, love your outfit, as like an icebreaker, right, to like enter a conversation. Like if you're ever going to a party and you don't know what to do or say, just compliment someone on their outfit. But I've noticed that about myself. Like I do that
without fail. Oh, this is from Abercrombie.
Yeah, but like without fail. And so I've started to try to gauge whether or not that's what they're wanting or not, based on like body language, knowing like the vibes. Like, do they actually want to know that information or do they not want to know that information?
Well, I guess if they actually wanted to know it, they'd probably be like, oh, I love your outfit, where'd you get it?
So
which
true.
Is like a very normal, like sometimes I say that. I'm like, oh, I love the jeans, where'd you get them?
Yeah, but then like I also, with the question of like the comment of I love your outfit, love this, that, love that, I have to either say where it's from or I have to give a defining feature of it. If it's a dress, I'll be like, thanks, it has pockets. Like, no one asked.
So what's the proper etiquette of what you're supposed to say? You're just supposed to give a compliment back? Oh, you say thank you.
You just say thank you.
Okay.
But also, like, the thing about me is, I love the extra information. If I compliment someone on their outfit, I'd love to know where it's from. And I notice when people don't tell me, and then it might be too quick of an interaction for me to then ask follow-up questions.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to continue to let everyone know where I got it.
I feel like that's like a normal thing to do, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, like I think if I'm thinking about myself, if I compliment someone's outfit, like I think I am curious about where they got it.
Like, I think the only way that it'd be kind of bitchy is if it's like, thanks, it's Dolce & Gabbana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like thanks, I can't afford it.
Thanks, I got it from Chanel. Like, I think that's kind of bitchy in a way.
Yeah. Then it's like, it feels braggy.
It isn't inherently bitchy, but like it might come across as bitchy. I think it only works perfectly if it's like from somewhere that's like a middle ground, or bonus points if it's something like it's from Forever 21, like something like, whoa, you know, like
you'll never believe where I got
it. You won't believe
it. It's a steal, you know?
Yeah.
But if you say it's something that's expensive and out of somebody's, you know, perceived range.
Well, we were at this, Colby and I were at this, this weekend upstate, and we were asking a girl where her necklace was from. Or actually, I think it was one of these situations where we were like, love your necklace. Or I was, at least. I said, I love your necklace. And she's like, thanks, it's from, I can't tell you. And we were like, well, you have to tell us.
Yeah, now you have to.
You can't
to.
Just be like, oh, I can't tell you. Like, what? That's weird.
She wasn't trying to gatekeep.
No,
it.
She was like being funny. She's like, I can't tell you where it's from.
Oh.
She's like, you're going to judge me.
Wait, I was about to be like, wait, I need to know where it's from.
Shein.
No, it's Fashion Nova.
Oh, Fashion Nova.
Oh.
You're so right. Like one of those.
Yeah.
Like fast fashion. Like,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah. She's like, it was literally $2.
Wait, I love
but
that.
But that was a conversation starter.
Yeah. Who knew? You guys were probably like, holy shit.
Well, like, I didn't see that coming. I fully
teleporting
thought.
Teleporting to Shein.
I thought it was Shopbop. Like, it looked like one of those like really expensive, like Julieta, or like one of those like very expensive jewelry brands. Anyway, sorry. I just totally derailed what you were talking about with the jacket. That's really funny.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. I mean, the gist of the story is that this man bought my jacket and fully wore it out of the party.
He was like, I've been in the market for one of these. He was so excited.
No, he really was. He was like, it's so hard to find a color of tan like this. And I was like, go off, King. Go off with your new jacket.
I'm so happy for him. And also now, like, he gets to tell people, like, oh, yeah, I bought this off a guy at a party. Like, this is going to be one of those jackets where one day his kids borrow or whatever, and he'll be like, yeah, kids, I was at this hot New York City housewarming party and I bought this right off the back of a guy that was wearing it because I wanted it. Like,
so
that's such correct. A good story.
The funniest part about this entire jacket thing is I came home and I was like, Alex, you're never like, do you notice I'm not wearing a jacket? Because Alex is home. Or no, I think I texted him the picture and I was like, look at my outfit, like what's missing? And he was like, where's your jacket? because earlier in the day I had been like going through jacket like options, and Alex is like, you can't wear the jacket, like it's like a million degrees outside. And I was like, it's a linen jacket, I haven't worn it in like 2 years, and I'm gonna donate it anyways. And so Alex was like, all right, whatever, like give it one last wear and then put it in like the donation pile tomorrow because I'm donating all these clothes. And then lo and behold, I sell the jacket that night.
You definitely would not have made that much money from the jacket from a donation. Or at least you were donating in general. Donating. Oh my God, you weren't going to profit anything.
Yeah, I was just going to,
you know. That's so selfless of you.
I'm so selfless.
To donate clothes. I feel like that's not like you. Are you okay?
Guys, I have 3 donation bags in my apartment right now.
No, I'm really proud of you. That's a good thing to do.
No, I do donate clothes.
But I'm surprised that you're not going to profit.
Well, okay, so I only donate like H&M, Zara, like stuff that I can't resell, you know?
Yeah.
I just made myself sound like such an asshole. But like, I'm not going to donate, you know, like, I don't know.
Something you invested in?
Yeah. Like an investment piece.
I think people understand that.
Okay, good.
But you will, like, I don't know. I guess it depends on what it is. Like if it's off season, places won't take it. So then I donate. Like I donate. Yeah. Or things that don't sell, I donate.
Over the years, I've used a service where you can text them and then they pick up the donation bags from you. And
yeah.
Now I'm starting to wonder if the entire time it's actually been a fraud, because I just realized that they were supposed to email me like a receipt after so that I can write it off on my taxes, like the donations, but I've never gotten a receipt and I've also never seen the people. Like they basically just like text me, I leave the bags in the lobby and then they pick it up.
Have they told you like which charity it benefits?
No.
Okay, this is reading is sketchy. You need a receipt for sure for taxes, and usually they tell you which charity it goes to. Like I donate to a church, and it goes to like their local clothing drive.
But how do you get a receipt for it? Just to say that you donated clothes?
Yeah,
give you an estimated value. I've never tried to. I didn't even know you could write that off on taxes.
No, it's. I
think they do give you an estimated value. They like assume that like a t-shirt.
They
is
put
like,
how many pieces?
Yeah,
and then. The date, and then they have like these charities have like they have numbers involved with them.
I feel like it's like okay, government. If it's a t-shirt, then it's $5. If it's like a sweatshirt, then it's $10.
Yeah, maybe
like that, in terms of like the write-off amount. I think they like categorize it like that perhaps, but I could be wrong.
I see.
Yeah, I forget. I've never actually like looked at them. I've just sent them to my accountant. But
well, I guess I've never gotten one, and I've been donating so clothes for years.
I mean, granted, you made the profit at the party, but you should start wearing things you're about to donate and just see if anyone will bite.
That guy, seriously, though, he got quite the confidence boost from your jacket.
He really did.
He was feeling so happy and excited about it. And at the beginning of our conversation, Adam was telling him how we were moving in together. And he was like, oh, my cousin's over there. He's my roommate. He's a really good looking guy. So it's like kind of hard to go out and meet people. And then he bought your jacket and he was feeling good.
It was actually really cute.
It was.
My heart just like swelled.
Like it actually was so cute because this guy was like downing himself so hard because his hot cousin that he lives with.
God damn it, the hot cousin.
And then the hot cousin came
was
over.
Really hot.
Hot cousin was like, hot cousin was insanely hot. Oh, honestly, the worst part of this entire thing is before hot cousin even got there, I asked this guy and I was like, oh, can I hook him up with Colby? Like pointing to Colby. And he was like, no, like.
You seem nice.
You seem nice. I can't introduce you to him.
Like, oh my God, so he's a dick.
No, but so I think he maybe is insecure or something. Yeah, but then at the end, when we decided to leave, like right when we were all together, the hot cousin was next to me. And I was like, how much more of a challenge does this guy want? Like right when things are starting to look up, I leave. Like the cousin didn't read me that well.
That is true. But yeah, we boosted his confidence with the little jacket sale.
Yeah.
So unfortunately didn't find Colby a man. Although I really think if we stayed at that party for 15 more minutes, Colby would have been with that man or the one that came up to me and turned out to not be gay.
That's okay.
Next time.
That's a good story.
Next time. Guys, I mean, that's going to be my new thing. It's just selling my clothes when I'm out.
I mean, hey, people will buy them. The fact that he had $20 of cash in his pocket ready to go.
Yeah, and then
he was Venmo'd ready to buy you. Some clothes.
I don't carry cash. You
the balance.
Yeah, I don't carry cash either.
I don't carry cash. I like get it out for my nail lady. That's the only thing I use it for. I've realized.
I Venmo, yeah. The only time that I get cash is like for wedding gifts.
Yeah, true. I mean, a lot of people do their like website now too for the wedding gifts. Like,
true.
If you're really in a pinch.
Yeah.
You can donate to the honeymoon fund.
I always say donating to a honeymoon fund feels like donating to a GoFundMe to me. It just feels like too transactional. I like agree. To have a card and put the money
No,
in
the
it.
Card is crucial.
I honestly should have a check, but like I don't even have a checkbook.
Me neither.
Do they even make those anymore?
Yeah.
Yes, Adam.
They do?
Yes.
People are still writing checks.
Yeah. People are still writing checks.
I don't know about that.
Every time that this is going to sound so bad, but like when I have had to write a check recently, I go to the bank and have them print them for me or whatever, pay the $7 that it is to get the sheet of them. I have to look at like a Google images of how to write the check so that I'm sure that I'm writing the right thing on the right line.
I do that too, just to double check because heaven forbid I mess up and then waste the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to like write out the numbers in such a specific way. And some people are like, they will not accept it if it's like even slightly wrong.
Right.
Interesting.
I'm not going to lie. I also kind of have to double check sometimes where when I'm writing a letter and I'm sending it in the mail, which side the address goes on, the top left or the top right.
Oh,
which
that side one, does the that stamp? One I do know. That, but like, the writing a check
throws
like,
me off.
We did learn that in school, but we learned it way too early. Like, I learned how to write a check, I think, in fifth grade or fourth grade.
How many checks were you writing in the fourth grade?
None. I didn't even have a bank account.
Yeah, I know nothing of that.
Yeah. So, if I'm coming to your wedding, you're getting cash.
I know how to, like, sign a check. That's the only thing
you know how to sign your signature on a check?
Like, sign my signature on the back, take a picture, and upload it to Capital One.
How to certify a check or whatever it is.
That's the only thing I know how to do.
When the bank started doing the feature where you can take a picture of a check and it just, like, goes into your account magically on the app, genius.
Oh, yeah. Game changer. Like, I mean, even we've had, so like, good. The tap to pay. Like, there are so many good financial transaction things that have come out in the last couple of years. Like, I can like imagine still having to do, I mean, do you take the subway?
Yeah, I take the subway.
Imagine still having to like use the card.
Oh my God, a Metro card.
Honestly, the anxiety that would cause me, like I would be, and granted, I was like taking it to and from like either L'Oreal or like whatever. I have like my routes, like I was going to the gym or whatever. And I would like prepare myself mentally to do that before I even like got down the subway steps. I'd be like thinking it through, like how I'm going to do it to make sure it goes through the first time. Because like the pain and shame of swiping your Metro card and it not going through and you slam against that thing and then everyone behind you, if it's like rush hour, is like annoyed at you for not getting it right.
No, yeah.
The worst.
That was like the worst
Our first
situation.
Years in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I just like, felt like such a noob.
Old Hell's Kitchen.
I felt like such a noob up there in Hell's Kitchen. Like,
somebody else recently was, I think, I forget who I was talking to about like their first apartment in the city. And they were like, oh my God, it was horrible. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. And I was like, oh, I know a thing or two about one of my besties living in Hell's Kitchen. And
yeah,
honestly, my other really good friend, you remember Rosie?
Yeah.
She had a Hell's Kitchen apartment too. And her entire apartment was slanted. So if you like literally, but like significantly slanted to the point where if you put a ball on the floor on one side of the apartment, it would roll down like 20 feet to the other side of the apartment.
Hey, I'm grateful for my Hell's Kitchen days. It taught me a lot about being a New Yorker, aka being able to kill multiple mice and
killing mice up there?
Killing mice, and sorry to those listening that don't believe in the killing of mice. I'm sorry. It wasn't me. It was my super.
The mice deserved it. They were intruding.
I just had the infested apartment, so yes. It wasn't necessarily me. But I learned how to get through it. The pain of knowing that you have a 12-month lease and you've already found a mouse on month 3. So where they're going to be more. That and cockroaches in my sink. That really got me through.
Yeah, those are
my first year knowing like it, you know, if I could get through that, I can do anything.
Wait, so did you go from that one to the one on Bowery?
No. Bleecker.
Oh, Bleecker. Right, Bleecker. How could I forget Bleecker? The studio.
Oh, that was like honestly one of my favorite apartments I've ever had.
Until they put the scaffolding up.
Scaffolding's down now, though.
Okay.
People are probably loving it, living there now. Okay. It's a great building across from Red Lion.
That was a good apartment. Remember we had like Friendsgiving there?
Oh, yeah. And Shay made that really cheesy dip or something, and it clogged my sink to the point where I literally, like, for the rest of my lease, just smelled cheese whenever I did it's any disgusting. Sort. Like, she like dumped the cheese down the sink because she made too much of it and it was like hot cheese.
I think it was like macaroni.
I don't know what it was, but like it, I swear to God, my apartment did not smell like cheese for the rest of, or did whatever. It smelled like cheese.
It smelled like cheese.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like hot cheese in the
sink.
You
had the cheese touch.
Yes.
It became a cheesy apartment.
It's cheesy. That was a good apartment, though.
And then Bowery, and then the West Village.
And then now, Bowery.
Good old Chelsea.
West Village, Chelsea.
What's been your favorite?
Who knows? This could be the final act. I like it here. I don't plan on moving unless I hike the rent up a ridiculous amount.
This is a good apartment.
I guess it's up to Jack, too. We can both decide. But,
you still need to have your cocktail party.
Well, we ordered banquette seating. Coinos.
Yes.
Banquette seating's coming.
Where's it going?
For the office. We're transforming the office into a breakfast nook slash... It's going to be... We're calling it the study.
Okay.
It'll be like an office area, but also could be an entertaining space. I want to get some like in-wall bookshelves going on. Like I want it to be a really cozy, cute little area.
Love.
And then bar stools are incoming as well. I have not chosen which ones I want yet. So I need to do that stat.
That's going
to
replace the sauna?
The sauna, yeah. Yeah, you know the drill. You know the vibes. Every episode, when we like actually get rid of the sauna, we're going to have a funeral episode.
I'm going to rejoice.
I used it the other day.
You're going to have a funeral. And I'm
you have to get your last few uses in.
I know. I'm going to watch. Well, right now I'm having I think this is normal, hyper fixate on like one TV show and I'm obsessed with it. But recently it's been old shows that I become re-obsessed with and they all have like ridiculous amount of seasons. So I went through the whole New Girl from the top in the winter. And now I've moved on to Modern Family. And we didn't start at the very beginning. We started at season 4 and we're slowly making our way through. There's like 11 seasons of this. So it's been my hyperfixation every day after work show. It's such a good show. So good. And it's because it's like such a suburban, like, I just love it. I love like the vibes of it because it's so different from our lives in the city, like here.
Yeah.
It's like just such a different, it just reminds me of my childhood.
I love Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy is one of my favorite characters in the show. But I have to say, I think Cam is my favorite character. He's like one of the gay guys in the show.
Which guy? The big one?
Yeah. He's like the gym teacher. Mm-hmm. I love him. Mitchell and Cam.
What's their daughter's name again?
Lily.
When Lily gets old, it really was so shocking.
Yeah. It definitely is a different vibe once the kids are all grown up. Like Joe.
That there's like Manny and then Joe.
Manny and Joe. Love Manny. When Manny starts to like mature and his voice goes deep, like it's the show just like is so like they really filmed that show for so long. But I found out recently that Cam is not gay in real life.
Yes.
Wow. It's crazy. He plays a gay guy so well. And like so, it just seems so like...
Natural
that it's just shocking to know that he isn't. Like,
interesting. I never watched Modern Family. I like know the characters.
You should watch it.
It's really good. But I never watched it end to
end. It's healing my inner child.
I love that for you.
Watching it again. Anyway, so I'll sit in my sauna and watch that. That's where I was going with that.
That sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. I haven't figured out my next show. I don't think it's Modern Family.
You need to watch Our Friends and Neighbors.
The John Hamm one?
Oh. The John Hamm show on Apple TV. I was going to ask
you, are you done?
Well, I'm caught up, yeah.
Oh, it's not over yet?
No. Yeah, honestly, the episode last night, or from Friday, was crazy. I watched it last night. You should binge it. I think there's 6 episodes out.
Oh, easy.
Maybe I'll watch it. I just haven't been in the mood for anything really stressful. Good.
It's not stressful.
Well, I watched the trailer and it looks stressful. The guy ran out of money. Looks stressful. He's stealing from his neighbors.
Yeah, but like
stress.
It's fun to watch.
Modern Family is not stressful. That's why I watch it. I went when I have had a long day, I want to sit down and just laugh.
Are you like a snacker when you watch TV? Like what's your usual watching situation?
I make myself a big drink.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. Cocktail.
All right, slay.
No, I realized as I was saying it that was going to come out wrong. I don't make myself an alcoholic beverage. I make myself either like a fun electrolyte drink.
Big Stanley.
Like a huge Stanley with like a lot of ice and like it's really cold and crisp. And that is what I don't really snack while I watch TV.
Are you like a phone scroller?
Usually I put my phone on the charger so I don't scroll.
Okay, and so you're dialed in.
I raw dog the show with my electrolyte drink. I know Colby could never.
No.
I'm also a scroller unless it's like
I scroll something and snack. Intense. I do it all.
I mean, to each their own, really. I just like to be locked in, you know?
If it's a show that needs a lock in, I'll lock in.
I can do that.
Yeah, but if it's like The Housewives or something that's right. like a little bit more mindless, then I'm definitely a scroller.
Yeah, and then I realize something's happening and I have no idea what's going on and then I have to rewind it.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're casting for New York? Yes, even though I they said people were there was rumors that it wasn't coming back, Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
But it's coming back and they're casting new people. Do you think they're going to cast people we know ever? Like young people?
I don't know.
Will there be an influencer in Real Housewives?
Perhaps.
That wouldn't be the craziest thing.
I feel like they should kind of do something like that in like a Rich Kids of Beverly Hills format.
They are.
Oh, they are?
They next have gen. That show.
Oh, Next Gen. Yeah. It's like Teresa Giudice's daughter and stuff. Yeah,
but it's not like random people. It's like Bravo children.
I don't know about that. That wasn't piquing my interest.
Yeah.
They need people who are more relevant. Like they need like, you know, the influencers that are kind of like big right now, I feel like.
Well, they're doing the one with those sisters. Do you know what I'm talking about? Brooks Nader.
Oh, yeah. The Nader sisters.
Nader. I feel like it has a good name, the show.
I don't feel like I've seen any.
Love Thy Nader. I think it's Love Thy Nader. Something like, it's like a play on words.
Whatever happened wasn't Bran Flakes doing some like influencer reality show. I thought that really? Was getting picked up. I thought I saw something about that.
I mean, that
it was like a year ago at this point, so it must not have gone anywhere. But I remember seeing his content about pitching it to networks and I don't know, it resonating or something. So.
I'm surprised that they haven't done anything like that. Like kind of like a Big Brother.
Yeah.
With influencers in a house and like it being like the most dramatic people from TikTok or something, like all put in one house.
Yeah, it's like America's Next Top Influencer. I guess
it would either be like a sink or swim thing. Like people would either eat it up or it would just get like ruin people's platform.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be really careful.
That stuff is dangerous. Like, yeah. I feel like if I was on like an influencer Big Brother type show and like, what would even be the format? You'd probably just have to like see who could post the best content or something like that. And then it'd be judged.
Well, no, there'd be challenges and stuff. Like in Big Brother, there's challenges. And then there's like, you kind of, I think I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm pretty sure you like vote for who stays and who goes. And like, there's alliances, kind of like Survivor, but like less intense.
I've never watched
But there's Big cameras Brother. Everywhere in Big Brother. Like, that's the whole reason why it's Got called it. Big Brother. There's just, like, cameras everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
And, it's crazy. But it's, like, Big Brother's, like, launched people's careers. It's also, like, hurt people's careers.
Yeah, the people that were on Big Brother who were on The Traitors were really good on The Traitors. So it's, like, that type of game show that it's, like, mind-fucking.
Okay. I was picturing a bunch of, like, potential people who want to be influencers just like locked in a content house and they just have to make a bunch of content and
see, like, hell.
And see who blows up first. It could be like
people who are on the come up, not established people.
Got it. So they pick like some micros.
I don't know.
And be like, here's your platform, make some good content.
This is the incubator talking about this show. Interesting. That's where my head's at. I feel like the people who are already established don't have the just like no filter, who cares, whatever mentality, because like they don't want to jeopardize their platform or deals that they already have, you know.
Like, I told Colby, when we move in together, we're going to become TikTokers.
Okay, how exciting.
I told her that's going to be our our foray.
You guys are gonna have a content house.
We totally could. Colby and I separately used to blow up a lot with like Day in the Lives and stuff like that. Like, if we kept the consistency.
Yeah.
I could have kept it up and never got a job when I was unemployed.
You totally could have. Like, I'm just saying, I think this is this is our time.
I was too sensitive for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm too sensitive for it and I'm in it.
No, during COVID, when I was unemployed and I made that TikTok and it went viral, people would comment and be like, go back to your parents' basement where you belong. Like, they were so mean.
I mean, people are
in the comments. And they were like, if you don't have a job, like, why are you out? Like, why are you outside? And I was like, I am just trying to fill my day.
Hurt people, okay?
I will say
the videos like weren't even interesting either. It was like me walking to the UPS store, applying to jobs at a coffee shop, and so you have to buy a coffee to be able to sit there.
People kind of eat that up.
And then walking home. They did eat it up.
People love to just watch people do their day.
Other people chewed it up.
You know, you'll get both.
See, I'm too much of a perfectionist where I would like make these videos and I'd edit it to like a T. And if it wasn't perfect, then I'd be like, I'm not even going to post it. And so I just, in my drafts, have like so many day in the life at this point that I just never posted because I was like, this isn't of caliber, mm-hmm. you know, to post. But that's like not the TikTok way, I feel like.
You just know? Have to post a lot and often.
Yeah.
Like, which I am not good at because I'm a curator and I like to like take my time on my videos.
Yes.
And like make them not perfect, but like I just can't film. Like when I found out that some people film on the TikTok app, like them talking, and they just like post it. They don't like film it elsewhere, edit it on their either like a editing app on their phone or on the computer or something. And then they like some people literally just like prop their phone up, push record,
yeah,
and post that TikTok. Yeah,
it's nuts.
And like the fact that some people are so good with their words and they just do that.
I saw
this TikTok that Paige Lorenz made recently and it went pretty viral because people were like, what she was saying was so spot on. She pretty much was saying that she was looking at her content and like, you know, kind of criticizing herself, but also realizing that it's like, she doesn't know what to do about it. Like she feels like her just way, the way that she is, her humor, her just like her persona does not come across at all from her TikToks. And she's like incapable of being like chill on TikTok. Like she will start filming something and realize she's like, doesn't even sound like herself. She's like, wait, that doesn't even sound like me.
Yeah.
That isn't me. Why am I doing that? And like, she like unintentionally turns on this like other personality when she's making content. And I feel that so hard. Like sometimes I really struggle with just like being normal on TikTok because I'm thinking way too much. Like my brain is moving a million miles a minute whenever I film anything about like, okay, what's someone going to say about that? Is someone going to be offended by this? Is this like, you know, am I funny? Am I not funny? Like all these things where I just like can't even be myself.
Yeah.
But some people don't struggle with that.
No.
And they'll just sit there and film and like they don't care, or they, maybe they do, but they don't really like, it doesn't seem like they care if people are judging them at all. Like I care way too much. About what
I feel
think.
Like that has to be how Kennedy Urich makes yes. her content, is just like she films it and posts it.
I love her.
I love her so much.
I feel like she must, and people like that must be like, well, if I don't just post it now, I won't post it.
Yeah.
Like you just got to do it
yeah.
and post it before you have a chance to think about whether it's too much or not.
I love her. Her videos kill me.
She has no filter.
No, she's so funny.
Yeah. She does not care about anything.
She's no. great. And I feel like...
And she also actively talks shit about people that oh, like yeah. everybody oh, else yeah. knows.
She so name directly. Drops. She doesn't hold back.
She puts on a good show.
Yeah. And it's... And like, remember the Tarte trip when they gave some people like Hermes bracelets?
Yeah.
And she got like the name necklace and she like started that whole thing where it was like, okay, if you're gonna give some people Hermes, like you no have to give it to everyone. It.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one was gonna say it. And she's like, I'll fucking say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
So funny. Wait, but how was that even like a thing? Like was it, she had to have been one of the big influencers there now. Or they did specifically give it to like the big influencers, the Hermes bracelets.
I have no idea how they selected them.
Apparently, it was based on sales.
Yeah.
It was based on sales, which just because she's a huge influencer doesn't mean that she made more sales than maybe a micro influencer who's posting more about the brand.
Maracuja Juicy Lips.
Yeah.
Who's Maracuja Juicy Lips?
That's a Tarte product.
I actually just ordered one the other day because mine ran out. I love those.
They are really good.
The Maracuja
Juicy. What does Maracuja even mean?
I think it's a location.
It's like oil.
Oh,
it's an oil.
I think, yeah.
I thought it was a place. I thought it was going to be like Morocco. Like, it's like a place. I don't know.
I saw this TikTok of this chick the other day, and she walked into her backyard and was like, is this oil? Like, am I and my husband, like, the richest people ever right now? Did you see this TikTok?
Oh, she thought, like, oil in the ground?
Yeah, like, her entire backyard is, like, filled with oil. And I was like, bro, like, you need to go figure that out now. Because I think if you... I learned this from the TikTok comments because it literally blew up. It had like 4 million likes and everybody in the comments was like, girl, you got to go get your mineral rights. Like you need to take this video down. Like you need to stop telling people because like basically if you find oil in your property, like you're an automatic majillionaire.
She struck Whoa. Oil literally.
Yeah. Like literally millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Like you're overnight rich basically.
What a better discovery than that woman that thought she had a dead body in her backyard. Remember that saga?
The rug. I still follow that girl.
The rug.
I don't think I saw that one.
She found a rug in her yard and she was like, is there a body or not? And they had police like coming day after day to dig up the rug, and there ended up to be no body.
Yeah, but the crazy part about that was the dogs, like the cadaver dogs that are trained to detect the smell of like decaying whatever. They sat right on top of it. Like they picked something up from the rug, but there just wasn't any active like DNA or anything. So the community thinks the people have spoken.
There was a murder on that rug. We think
that something nefarious happened, but maybe it was like covered up very well.
Got it.
But the dogs know.
The dogs know.
The dogs know. They don't lie.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Well, girls, we've been yapping for an hour.
Jeez. I'm literally going to pee my pants. My foot's been tapping for like 15 minutes.
I thought Colby was just dancing over there. I have been seeing her foot tap, 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 tap.
Yeah. I was drinking my Fleaf City electrolytes before this.
No, the kind of pee that you have to pee when you're drinking electrolytes, it's like nothing can stop me. I have to go.
Colby's pee is also about to be like neon green.
Strawberry limeade.
Yum. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Go piss, girl.
Right.